Like the second mundaka is the actually the main part of the whole of Mundaka Upanishad. So earlier, in the previous, the whole of Prathama Mundakam, we had the elaborate discussion on samsara. Samsara means what? How samsara is actually the effect of avidya, isn't it? Ignorance. So avidyayaha karyam is samsaraha. And what is this samsara? Samsara means this life of transmigration. Where does it come from? Where does it exist? And where does it resolve? What is the source of the support, substratum of this life of transmigration? If you see, that is Satyam Brahma. So now in this context, now we saw in the previous section how the performance of karma reproduces phalam, and the phalam really, phalam has to be exhausted. Not to exhaust the phalam, one has to be born again. So other, even if we perform karma separately or we perform karma along with the practice of meditation, still the greatest of the result that can be accomplished is going to higher lokas and coming back. Still there is no mokshaha. That was made very clear in the earlier sections. Thereafter, the second mundakam, it talks about Brahman. And first, it talks about Brahman as Ishvara. What is Brahman? The absolute reality. And what is absolute reality? Is there any other Lord other than the reality? No. So we do never say Brahman is the reality, but Brahman is looked upon as Ishvara, the Lord. Brahman, the absolute reality, is looked upon as the Lord, the Ishvara. And when you say, so Ishvaraha means Savisesham Brahma. Say no? Savisesham Brahma. Or Sopadikam Brahma. Sopadikam Brahma. Nirvisesham Brahma. Say?
Nirvishesham Brahma.
Nirupadhikam Brahma.
Nirupadhikam Brahma.
Savisesham Brahma.
Savisesham Brahma.
Sopadhikam Brahma.
Sopadhikam Brahma.
So this Nirupadhikam means what? Upadhi Rahitam. Okay? Nirvisesham. Visesha Rahitam. No, the reality without any upadhi is what? Pure. No? Brahman. Brahman. You say with reference to ocean, we say entire ocean, no? With the truth of the, what is there is only water. When you say there is nirvisesham, the whole ocean is water. When you say this is avisesham, that's all. So here also, and he talks about Ishvara initially, no? As Ishvara. Whenever you talk about Ishvara, you have to talk about creation. The purpose of talking about this is here is to arrive at what exactly Brahman is. What is the reality? We need to know what the reality is all about. In knowing what the reality is, you resolve the whole jagat and you resolve your individuality, not even the whole jagat. You resolve your individuality in the totality, which is freedom. There is a purpose, must be very clear. Why am I making efforts to know this reality? Because in knowing the reality, I can understand, I can resolve the whole jagat in that reality. I can see. In resolving the jagat in reality, I resolve my identity, my individuality in the totality, whereby I become free from all limitations. That is the purpose, isn't it? We can't do anything purposelessly. So here, therefore, to know that reality, first, the Brahman is defined, definition of Brahman is given here. And before that, see, to know Brahman, we use two lakshanas. The first lakshanam, two lakshanas means one is swarupa lakshanam, which you are going to see later on. And initially, Upanishad introduces tatastha lakshanam. Say no? Tatastha lakshanam. Tatastha lakshanam means what? Tatastha lakshanam means the definition, through which you arrive at Brahman as the cause of everything. Really, Brahman is not the cause of anything, but there is no cause other than Brahman. This we have to understand. So to say Brahman is the cause of everything is Brahman, when you say it, that is Brahman from which the whole universe has come into being, in which the whole universe exists, by which the whole universe is sustained, and into which, in which the whole the entire universe resolves. You say this is called Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. What is Brahman? Brahman is that from which the universe has come into being, that by which the universe is sustained, that into which the universe goes back, resolves, is Brahman. When you say, it is called Tatastha Lakshanam. We say, what is Brahman? Brahman is pure existence, Brahman is pure knowledge. We say, this Swarupa Lakshanam. Two ways of defining Brahman. So first Upanishad presents Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman means what? Brahman, the cause of the universe being Brahman is presented here. And it's also Prakriya here. What is the Prakriya? Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya means what? The method of, you can say cause-effect methodology, Karanakarya Prakriya, or method of analyzing the Srishti. And then Srishti in different Upanishads given in different ways, different forms. So Srishti is never given importance. Srishti is always presented in the Upanishads just to negate Srishti as Mithya and to arrive at the truth of the Srishti. Because Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya also. Understand? So here, Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is first given, and we saw Yatha Sudirtat Pavakat Vispulinga. Did we read this verse?
Yeah.
Yatha Sudirtat Pavakat
Vispulinga
Sahasrashah Prabhavante Sarupah Tatha Aksharat Vividhah Somya Bhavah Prajayante Tatra Chaiva Piyanti. So he says, Aksharat Vividhaha Bhavaha Prajayante. Vividhaha Bhavaha. Vividhaha Bhavaha, varieties of many, 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 many varieties of beings, Prajayante, come into being, are born from this Brahman alone, Aksharad, from this imperishable Brahman alone, and they tatracha eva api apiyanti. And also they resolve into that Brahman alone. And how do they resolve in this Brahman? Sudeeptat pavakat yatha vispulingaha. Yatha. Now he gives examples over here. What? Yatha, just as vispulingaha. Many sparks are born of this one fire. Isn't it? Big conflagration of fire is there. And from there many vispulinga, many sparks of fire are born. Yatha sahasrashaha. Sahasram is thousand, which is used as upalakshanam to mean the many. Okay? So many, many, countless, many sparks are born. Now, come into being, the big conflagration of fire, sahasrashaha vispulingaha prajayante, prabhavante, but they're all sarupaha, sarupaha, they're all of the same nature. Same nature means what? Not different from the cause. What the heat and the brilliance, the light, Which is the nature of the swarupam of the fire is heat and brilliance. And the say every spark has what? Swarupam of the fire, the heat and brilliance. Why? The cause, karana gunaha karye bhavanti. Understand, whatever is the nature of the cause is found in the effect also, must be found in the effect. Isn't it? Similarly, what he says here, vividaha nana vidaha bhavaha, many beings. What are the many beings? Actually Shankara says in his Bhashyam, many beings mean what? My God, not one thing, no? Many beings of different upadhis. Crawling, flying, human beings and plants, thavara, jangama, mobile, immobile. Isn't it? How many beings are there? Innumerably countless beings of different upadhis. They are first insentient, inanimate beings. They are also what? They also have come into being from what? Same Brahman. Okay, what about the, say, inanimate beings? They also have come into being from that Brahman alone. And not only of these animate beings, also mobile beings and immobile beings. Of the immobile, how many varieties of plants and vegetations? And of the mobile, how many? Unicellular organism onwards, how many? So how many upadhis? Vriksha upadhi, sharpa upadhi, no, how many upadhis? Frog upadhi, elephant upadhi, human upadhi, my God. No, every bug and virus upadhi. No, new, no, swine flu virus upadhi. So, oh my God, how many upadhis? How many beings? So many upadhis. And all of them have come from what? That's why nana vidaha bhavaha. He used to say this, when you talk about conflagration of fire and sparks, very easy, isn't it? Yatha sudeeptat, when well-kindled fire, big conflagration of fire, many sparks come. And then, but all are of same nature, sarupaha. All of them have the nature of the cause, the heat and brilliance. So also all these beings are varieties of beings with different upadhis, living things and non-living things, all have come from what? The same Brahman. Therefore what? They all have sarupam of Brahman also. Look at this. This is where to be very careful. They also have sarupam of Brahman. What is the sarupam of Brahman? Chit. Pure consciousness. Isn't it? And what is that? What is that? Existence. Pure existence. Sat. This chit and sat. Every being has chit. Understand now? And every being has what? Sat also. Chit and sat. No, the sat chit, sarupa of Brahman is there in every Biharupam, sarupam of every being here. All the beings who have come from Brahman also have what? Sarupam of Brahman. Sattanchit. And here, so nana vidaha bhavaha, somya jayante, prajayante, and all of them tatreva apiyanti. That means what has come into being now? Just the nama rupas. Isn't it? Satan Chit was already there. Just the Namarupas have come into being and then they resolve there. Tatrevacha apiyanti. Namarupas go again, Satan Chit become one with Brahman. Just to say, and it further explained the following verse. If you see, if you can ask me how that every being has the Surupam of Brahman, Sattanchit. If you ask me, I can tell you. Suppose if you see a pot, you have to remember one more thing here. All these beings, all these manifestations, the different Nama Rupas, the different Upadhis, are none but modified form of the power. Now, which is called, the name called Maya. What is this power? The matter in its subtlest form, we call it subtlest power. The matter, what you see in gross forms, is a what thing but modified form of the subtlest matter in its subtlest form. Its original subtlest form. What is we called Shaktihi? In English we use the word power. Na Shaktihi. And what is Shaktihi? It's called Maya. Name is Maya. And this Shakti does not exist. The Shakti, the subtlest matter in its subtlest original form, which is called Maya Shakti, which does not exist outside of Brahman, independent of Brahman. Even the Shakti is Brahman, you have to say. Understand now? Brahman is not the Shakti, but the Shakti, this matter is nothing but Brahman is not the matter. Like what? Like stillness of water, when you see, stillness is nothing but H2O, but H2O is not the stillness. Isn't it? H2O is not just the stillness, but the stillness is nothing but H2O. Isn't it? Stillness, why do we say stillness is nothing but H2O? Because stillness does not exist outside of H2O. Stillness cannot exist independent of H2O, without H2O. So what? Stillness is nothing but H2O. But what about water? Water is not the stillness. Similarly, here we say, this power, we say, this whole, this Shakti, this matter in its subtlest form, you know, Shakti, the power, which is known by the term Maya, is also what now? Does not have independent existence. We can't say it is not there at all, but you can't say it is there by itself. So this Shakti does not exist independent of, outside of, without the reality, Brahman, the awareness. Therefore what? The power is awareness, but the awareness is not the power. Is it clear now? And we say this power, this Maya Shakti alone, is looked upon as the material cause, which is not outside of Brahman. And therefore we say that's called Shakti. Maya Shakti is said to be the power, even though it's a power of Brahman. Ishvara, Maya Shakti is nothing but Brahman. That power alone becomes what now? That is why we have, the whole Jagat has come into being from what? Maya Shakti, we say. Like all the waves have come into being from where? From stillness. Look at this. Stillness has undergone change to become the waves. You have to remember this very carefully. There is stillness of water. It is still water. And the stillness undergoes a change by itself, and it becomes what? Waves and ripples. And with the father stillness, the existence of the stillness was H2O. And the existence of waves also is what? H2O. What is the difference between the H2O is always the H2O. Swarupam always it is, the Swarupam is not given up, isn't it? H2O is always H2O. Does not undergo any change. What has undergone a change is what? Only the stillness. You can't say, no, I see stillness and waves, Swaminiji. You can't say that. When you see waves, you don't see stillness. When you see the stillness, you cannot see the waves. Where are the waves then? Waves are there. Where? In dormant. Waves are dormant, latent. They remain resolved. Where? In the form of stillness. When the stillness is disturbed, you don't see stillness. What is there? Only waves. So something has undergone change, no? What is which has undergone change? Stillness undergoes a change to become waves. But stillness by itself cannot exist by itself. Understand? Stillness does not exist outside of, independent of, without the water, the truth, reality. So what we say, the stillness undergoes a change, which is, and then becomes waves. Again, if you see what is the truth of the waves, water, what about this wave? Wave is just the nama and rupa. Look at this. Wave minus water is what is, where is that? Nama rupa has no independent existence. Remove the water, where is the wave? What is this wave? A wave is just the nama rupa, name and form. isn't it? Name and form. So this name and form without water is what? Zero, isn't it? It's called Maya. Understand now? Why you call it Maya? Just the name and form alone can they exist independent of, can the wave exist independent of water? No. We cannot say it is not there at all. It is very much there. You cannot say it is really there because it has no independent existence. But how are you going to account for it? Maya karyam. What is it? Maya karyam. Stillness is cause, karanam. And waves are maya. Understand now? Waves are stillness, karyam. Similarly, maya is there, which is mithya. Understand? Matter in its original, subtlest form is maya, the karanam. And maya karyam is what? Jagat. Effect of maya is this jagat. But whether maya karanam is there or maya karyam is there, cause or effect, for both substratum, existence is what? Same Brahman, the reality, the consciousness. Understand? Now, similarly here, what is the existence? Like just as existence of stillness is H2O, existence of waves is H2O. Understand? Existence of Maya is consciousness. Existence of the whole Jagat also is what? Consciousness. So with everything, how H2O is there with every wave, so awareness is there with every Namarupa. No Namarupa exists by itself without awareness. Like every spark has heat and form, the light. Every being has what? Awareness. And the awareness is what? Actually existence. Awareness is what? Existence. Listen, existence of every being is what? Chit only. Awareness. What is it awareness? Brahman. Atma. Isn't it? So this Atma, Brahman is not come into being. It's always there. You can't say Brahman has come into being one fine day. Who saw Brahman coming into being? To say something has come into being means somebody must be there watching coming into being, you know. Who watches Brahman's exist coming into being? In fact, in Brahman, everything coming into being is known. Isn't it? In Brahman means what? In Brahman alone, on just the awareness, the pure awareness never comes into being. It's always there. In awareness, everything comes into being, everything exists and everything resolves. Therefore, we say the chit aspect of Brahman, the chit alone is the sat of every being. So, no nama rupa, no wave exists without H2O. Understand? So, no nama rupa, name and form of any upadhi, I tell you, exists without, outside of Brahman, the existence, which is chit, the awareness. Okay, don't worry. It will become very clear later on. Doesn't matter. This need to be clear very now. Don't worry. Upanishad always doesn't expect us to be clear initially, okay? We had to listen a lot, listen to this a lot, then it will become clear. So now, next mantra, I will go to the next mantra. Therefore, we saw the first mantra, Tatha aksharat vidaha bhavaha prajayante tatra cha eva apiyanti. Again, same thing is continued now. The same thing is further commented upon with the following mantra. Divyaha hyamurtaha purushaha sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha apranaha. We have not done this, no? This one? ह्यमनाः
शुभ्रः
हि अक्षरात् परतः परः. ओके, सो हि सेस् दिव्यः हि अमूर्तः पुरुषः स बाह्याभ्यन्तरः हि अजः अप्राणः अमनः शुभ्रः हि अक्षरात् परतः परः. And this mantra is again what talks about swaroop of Brahman, swaroop lakshanam of Brahman is, no? What is this swaroop, swaroop of, say divyaha, first word, divyaha. When you say divyaha means what? Effulgent. Effulgent. Divyaha means effulgent. Effulgent means what? What is effulgent? That which shines by itself is divyaha. Effulgent is that which shines by itself. That which shines by itself means what? That which does not depend upon something else to be known. Okay? Tanirupa ariyappaduvadharku mattondre saaradhu. That which does not depend upon something else in order to be known. Why? Because not at all something to be known. That which does not depend upon something else for its existence. That which does not depend upon something else for its existence. That which does not depend upon something else. But existence means that which does not depend upon something else to be known. Why it is not dependent on something else to depend on something else to be known? Because it is not even something to be known. That means what? It is there as the very knowledge, the source of knowledge. It is available for recognition only as the knower. Understand now? Divyaha. What is that which is Divyaha then? Every whole Jagat, gross and subtle world of gross and subtle objects are all Adivyam only. They are all not effulgent. Why they are all not effulgent? Because they are all, every object is dependent on something else to come to and for its existence. How? In terms of now becoming known. Every object is dependent on something else in order to be known, thereby it is dependent on something else for its existence. The whole Jagat has to be reduced to 5 different objects. Either it has to be seen or heard or smelt or tasted or touched. The whole Jagat is what? Dependent on senses. 5 different senses in order to be known. Isn't it? The once is known, therefore they dependent on 5 different senses to be known. Therefore they shine after the senses. What about the senses? Sense powers also dependent on. Sense powers are not dependent on the external objects for their existence, but they are dependent on the mind, backing mind, for their existence. And the mind is dependent on awareness for its existence. Whereas awareness is not dependent. In fact, mind is dependent on you, I, the knower, for its existence. And who this I is? I is knower, knower is pure awareness. But what is awareness dependent on for its existence? Awareness is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Why? Because awareness need not be brought to light. Well, awareness brings everything to light. Isn't it? Like light is not dependent on the opaque object for its existence. But opaque object is dependent on light for its existence. So light, with reference to opaque object, light is divyaha. Understand now? Because light is not dependent on opaque object, because light need not be brought, because the life is self-luminous. self-effulgent. An opaque object, in order to be brought to light, not thereby in order to be existent, it's very much dependent on the light. Similarly, here also this aware, the pure awareness, which is Brahman, which otherwise known by, implied by the word Brahman. The pure awareness, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, no, is in fact Divyaha. Adai kaatlum melana veru oli kadaiyad. There's nothing which is now effulgent than that Parambara. Understand? Divyaha. Well, because it is not dependent on mind, dependent on senses, sense powers, dependent on any other powers, dependent on any other grass, any other objects external to this body also. Awareness. Understand? So awareness is self-existent, swayam sutasatta. Sutasatta means what? That which is self-existent. How? Because it is not dependent on anything else in order to come to light. It is self-revealing, self-effulgent. But the whole jagat is dependent on, understand, the awareness. It is a self-revealing and therefore it is self-effulgent. Because it is of the Brahman is of the nature of pure knowledge. Therefore, Divyaha. Say it now.
Divyaha.
You say Divyaha, it negates the whole mithya, no, material jagat as what? Abrahma. Understand now. Brahman is just awareness alone is Brahman. How will you say? Because we say Divyaha. That which is self-effulgent is alone is Brahman, means other than awareness, everything has to be negated as what? Non-Brahma, isn't it? Divyaha means just Brahman, awareness, pure awareness. One word. Then Amurtaha.
Amurtaha.
He Amurtaha. Next word it says, Amurtaha. When you say Amurtaha, formless, you know, we have Murta Prapancha, Amurta Prapancha also. Universe with the forms, universe without forms also. Suppose what form can you say? The prana, mind, thought, what is the form of the prana? Can you draw? No. What is the form of the thought? Can you draw? You can't draw, Amurta only. Subtle is amur, formless. The grass is with the forms. And what about the reality which is the very existence of the formless, subtle universe also, isn't it? What form does the consciousness have? Understand now, the reality, the pure knowledge is the form of the reality. In which form do you recognize reality? That is why you always say reality is the subtlest and then it has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. Why do we repeat this sentence? Reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam means what? The swarupam itself is pure knowledge. That knowledge is the form of the reality. In which form does the reality exist? Evvadivil parambarul irikkiradana. Arivahave parambarul irikkiradana. Arivadam vadivam. Understand? In what form does the reality exist? In the form of pure knowledge. Oh, how to know the form of pure knowledge? The pure knowledge is the form which cannot be perceived through any of the senses, which cannot be even conceived by thought. Understand how? Which the pure knowledge is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge, as the knower. Isn't it? That is why you say Amurtaha, formless. The reality whose form is nothing but pure knowledge, and who, which is in the form of the pure knowledge, which is the pure knowledge, the pure awareness, is formless. Amurtaha. It has no form. He says, Purushaha. See the next word of Purushaha. Purushaha means what? I told you long ago. I don't know whether when Purusha Sukta, when I started, I told the meaning. Pure Ushati Iti Purushaha. Do you remember Sanskrit or what? gacchati, pathati, likhati, like that ushati. Ushati means what? Vasati. Vasikkiradu Tamil. Understand? Ushati means vasati. Vasati means what? Resides. Lives. Isn't it? Ushati. Pure ushati. Every wave is puram. And water is what? Purusha. One who resides in the form. As though residing. Understand now? Pure ushati iti purushaha. And that everything is pervaded by what? Every being here, living thing, non-living thing, everything in this universe is completely pervaded by, the whole jagat is pervaded by awareness. There's no time, no fraction of second, no place, no object which is not pervaded by awareness. Time is pervaded by awareness. Understand now, space is pervaded by awareness. All the objects which exist within the realm of time and space are pervaded by awareness. Therefore what? Purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. Purattil vasikkirudu. You know, every physical body, Bhagavad Gita says, is a puram. You know that? Navadwara puram. Nine-gated city. The physical body is said to be Navadwara puram. Understand now? We have to include all the holes. It's called nine-gated city, physical body. Navadwara Puram. This is Puram. In India, very common this name, Puram. Gandhi Puram. Everywhere we go, we have these things. Mahatma Puram. Maharaja Puram. Mahadana Puram. Shri Puram. Like we have very common this Puram name, this name given a name as a place, name of a place. Puram means a place, an abode. And here, Puram is actually, Pure Ushati Iti Purushaha. That which indwells every being is called Purusha. One meaning. Another meaning is, Purayati Sarvam Iti Purushaha. Look at this. Purayati sarvam iti purushaha. Purayati. Sarvam, purnatvata purushaha. Sarvam purayati. That which fills everything. Purayati. Suppose we say, I forgot about the names. Now, the purayati. Look at this. It's called purnam. Now, see, jalam. Kupim purayati. Jalena Swamini Jalena Kupim purayati. Now purayati. Purnam. Filled. That which fills is what? Purayati. Puritam. Purnam. Understand now? Purayati iti purushaha. So now we can say water is something which fills the entire ocean. Every wave is filled with water. The entire ocean is filled with water. Jalam samudram purayati. Jalena samudraha purnaha. Understand, the ocean is full of water. What do you mean by what now? So, what is the to be full of ocean? What should the water do? To be full of the ocean, what action, what effort should the water make? Poora nerapurudhukku enna kashta, enna prayatnam panna water? To be full of ocean, to be full, what should it do? What karma should it do? What action should it do? No action is required. Then what is it, Disan? Being full. Being full, why it pure ushati? Because it pervades everything, it indwells everything, it is full of everything. But to be full, if being full is the nature of the water with reference to ocean. So being full is equal to what? Make it a noun. Fullness. So fullness is what? Nature of the water with reference to ocean. Similarly, to be full of the universe, what should the consciousness do? to pervade the entire ocean, to be full of the ocean, to be full of the entire universe, cosmos, what should the consciousness do? Nothing. It cannot do anything. Understand how? It's helpless. It cannot do anything. It doesn't need to do anything. You know, to being full is what? Fullness is being nature. Swarupam. Isn't it? So being full is fullness, and fullness is being limitless. Limitlessness. Understand now? Therefore, Purushaha means that which indwells everything, pervades everything, thereby that which fills everything is what? Purushaha, the person. Hey, what is that one thing which indwells and pervades and then everything is what? With reference to ocean. H2O. H2O is Purusha with reference to ocean. Understand, the pure awareness, the existence of the whole Jagat is the Purusha with reference to the whole universe. Is it clear now? Purushaha. Say now.
Purushaha.
Divyaha.
Divyaha.
See, if you see the meaning of every word, and if you see, already having done Tattva Bodha, having done other things, now you think only of this inquiry into the meaning of these words will help you as contemplation. Understand? Inquire into the meaning of these words. Why Brahman is said to be Divyaha? Why reality is said to be Amurtaha? Why it is said to be, you know, Purushaha? If you see the meaning of these words again and again, inquire into the meaning of these words, then you are contemplative. Understand? I'll explain to you again later on. The class itself should become contemplation actually. Divyaha, Amurtaha, Purushaha, then Sabahyabhyantaraha. See, Bahihi means outside. Antaraha means what? Inside. Antaha means antaha, inside. Abhyantaraha is what? In between. Okay? Sa bahya abhyantaraha. You cannot say, is water inside the wave, or outside the wave, above the wave, over the wave, under the wave, where is the water? A wave is water. There is no inside. For the wave, you can say there is inside and outside. For the water, there is no inside and outside. Understand? Similarly, for the whole Jagat, inside the house, outside the house. But for the space, there is no inside and outside. You know that? In the space, all the walls exist, the entire house exists in space. Can you say? We can say inside this room, inside this hall, outside of this room, outside of this house, but can you say with reference to space, can you say this? Inside the space we are all sitting. There is no inside, outside for the space. For the object which exists in space, we can say there is inside and outside. So, sa bahyabhyantaraha. Bahyabhyantaraha. So, sa bahya abhyantaraha means which pervades everything. This atma, this meaning of the word I, which is actually Brahman, the reality of the whole Jagat, is what? Divyaha, self-effulgent, self-revealing, formless, and it pervades everything. Sa bahya abhyantaraha, bahihi asti, antaha asti. Understand now, it's inside and outside, it's everywhere. Therefore, what? It is all pervasive. Sabahya abhyantaraha. Then he, say now?
He.
Ajaha.
Ajaha.
See, ajaha, when you say, you have to know the verb jayate. Say now?
Jayate.
Jayate means what? Is born, comes into existence, comes into being, is born. Jayate, you'll come across this word in your Bhagavad Gita many times, everywhere. Upajayate, ajayate, prajayate, sanjayate, many all the words mean the same. Okay, just the jahite. That's why the word, the noun has come jananam. Say no?
Jananam.
Jananam has come from what? This jayate. Jananam means, we all know in Tamil also. Jananam. Very simple, isn't it? Jananam is known to you all. Not Sanskritam, Tamil. Isn't it? Jananam. Then Janakaha. Father, one who causes the birth is what? Janakaha. Janayati iti Janakaha. Then who is mother, one who gives birth to? Janani, Janani, Janakaha, Jatakam. Jatakam means what? All the story about your birth, okay? All your past story we know, how you were, okay? How do you know? Jatakam. The time which tells you the whole, all about your life, the birth, based on your life. You know, Jatakam. We say horoscope. Jatakam, Jatakarma, no? All is the same root, Jayate verb. Jayate, isn't it? So here, Na Jayate, everything has what? Jananam. Everything has Jananam, everything is born. Why everything has begin? Anything which has a beginning is said to have birth. And anything which has birth is said, subject to get lost also. Subject to death. Subject to go away. So, jayate, mriyate. Whatever, yad jayate, tad mriyate. Definitely that is subject to death. Isn't it? So, jayate iti jaha. When you say, na jayate, that which does not come into being, means what? That which is always there. What is not there alone can come into being, isn't it? What is already there, how can it come into being? So here, ajaha, unborn, that which is not born, na jayate iti ajaha. Lord Shiva's God, no? We say the Brahma is called ajaha. In Tamil they call it ayan, sthanumalayan. Ajaha means unborn. Unborn means what? That which has no beginning. Beginningless. And here, apranaha. Say no? Amanaha. Then apranaha, amanaha means what? So, Brahman is not anything which has prana. Consciousness does not have any pranas. Understand, all the living beings have pranas. Listen now, pranas are part of the living beings. Like steering is part of a car, wheels are part of the car, pranas are part of the individual, living being. Isn't it? So here, aprana, apranaha. So pure consciousness does not have any prana, but every prana is nothing but consciousness. Isn't it? Apranaha. Then amanaha. Amanaha. So, this pranaha also stands for what? The consciousness does not have any physiological functions. Consciousness does not have any sukshma, indriyani also. Doesn't have any. You can say apranaha, anindriyani, anindriyaha also you can say. Does not have any sense powers or powers of organs of actions. Consciousness doesn't have anything. Then amanaha. Amana. It's like what? Amanaha means what? That which is devoid of mind. Consciousness does not have the mind. Abba. Understand now? It's a big thing, very important thing. Consciousness does not have any mind. But every mind is consciousness. Every thought is consciousness. It's like say, H2O does not have waves. H2O does not have waves. H2O does not have ocean. Does the water possess the ocean? Does the water possess the waves? No. What are these waves? Waves are H2O. But you cannot say H2O has the ocean. Is it clear now? So, amanaha. So, consciousness does not have any mind. But every mind is what? Consciousness. Every thought is consciousness. To say something, it has, water has ocean, there must be what? Possessor, it means possessor, possessed connection. Understand? No? Possessor, possessed connection. Adhara, ade, sambandha. But there is no such connection. You can't say the possessor, possessed connection is not there for the water and way ocean. Why the connection is not there? If anything, if possessor, possessed connection is there, then what is possessed must be separable. Only then you can say one has possessor, possessed connection. Now all of us, we can say, all of us, now this is my specs when I say, I can say, this is my specs, I have a specs. All of you can say, we all have books. All these are our books. So you can say what? We all have books. And then there is a connection between the book, your books and you. You are the possessor, books are your possession, possessed. And there is possessor-possessed connection. And you can, when you go back home, you can in a hurry, you can forget your books and leave the books here and go back. Without books. But that we do often, no? We don't forget and leave our books here and go. Sometimes we leave the books elsewhere and come also. Sometimes we don't even remember where we lose the books. Because of the possessor-possessed connection. If it is part of this, no connection, then you will never lose your books. Understand? That which can never be lost. And here, the consciousness does not have any pranas, does not have any sense powers, does not have any powers of organs of actions, does not have the body, understand now? Does not have the thoughts, does not have the mind. Every thought is nothing but awareness. But consciousness does not have the thoughts. Why? There is no possessor-possessed connection between awareness and the thought. Is it clear now? Therefore, amanaha. Say now.
Amanaha.
Then, shubhraha. See, all these things are repeated again and again. Didn't know why. To be able to resolve. Shubhraha. Shubhraha means what? Pure, untainted, untouched, the cleanest. Shubhraha. Now how much of dirt and dust is here? The light just illumines all the dust and dirt here. And there's a place, pots, you know, spot, cleanest place, which is also illumined by the light. The dirtiest place also illumined by the light. But what about the light? Just because light illumines the dirtiest place and the cleanest place, the light does not get polluted or tainted by the dirt. Isn't it? Light is always clean and pure. Similarly, awareness is what? Understand now? Awareness is shubhraha. The pure awareness is always pure awareness. Isn't it? Shubhraha. Nothing afflicts, nothing affects, nothing pollutes, nothing taints, nothing makes it impure. Nothing can make consciousness impure. Can anything make consciousness impure? Body cannot make the consciousness impure. None of the gross objects which exist can make the consciousness impure. None of the subtle aspects can make the consciousness impure. No thought can make the consciousness impure. Every ugly thought, every improper thought, every wrong thought, okay, everything is what? Consciousness. But you cannot make the consciousness dirty or make it, you know, unclean, make it impure. Jealousy, hatred, anger, every thought is consciousness. Look at this. That's why everything is manifestation of divinity, we say. Anger is the manifestation of divinity. Desire is manifestation of divinity. Jealousy is manifestation of divinity. You know that? Nothing which is not divine here, if we look at it properly. Once you can look at everything as manifestation of divinity, you can resolve them and you can accommodate them, you can put up with them, you can just ignore. It won't affect you. It's a problem, that's all. But consciousness does not have any impurity, isn't it? It's pure shubhraha. Is it clear now? Shubhraha. Then, paraha. Paraha. Paraha means what? The absolute. The most exalted is paraha. The most exalted is more exalted than what? No, it is superior to what? It is absolute. It is aksharat parataha paraha. Why he says here, akshara means imperishable, you know that. In this context, akshara means maya shakti, the matter. A consciousness is what? More exalted than maya. Superior to maya. Why maya is superior? Maya superior then? Of course. Why? Material cause of the universe. What is more exalted than that? That which lends existence to maya, which alone is manifest as the whole jagat, is what? Aksharat parataha paraha. Paratirkum paramanad. Understand? So here he says, aksharat parataha paraha. See, look at this, please look at this. Maya is said to be here what? Maya also is known by the word aksharam here. Aksharam is what? Param. Look at this. Aksharam is param. Param means what? Great, superior, exalted. Why Maya is up? Maya, the aksharam in this context, Maya is implied by the word aksharam here, and that is said to be param. Maya is param. Why do you call it Maya param? Because Maya is the cause of the whole jagat is Maya. Oh, whole jagat is material manifestation. And the cause of the material universe is what? The matter. Matter is the cause of the material universe. Cause is always param, no? Cause is param, effect is aparam. Water is param, ocean is aparam. Why one aparam, what effect is aparam? Because effect is dependent on cause for its existence. Therefore, effect is aparam, inferior. Cause is param, why? Because cause is independent of effect. Therefore, cause is param. So what is Maya here? Maya is param. Maya is given high status in this mantra. What is this? Maya is what? Aksharam param. Maya is param. No, why Maya is also aksharam? Maya also is indestructible. Please understand, don't think Maya is destructible. Okay? Maya also equally indestructible. Maya has no beginning. You know that? Matter cannot be destroyed at all. You know that very well. Matter has no beginning. Matter has no end. Matter cannot be destroyed at all. Matter is always perennially eternal. Equally. Who said matter can be destroyed? But matter by itself is of the nature of undergoing changes constantly. So what? It undergoes a change and we see all this elements, elemental products, the whole jagat is what? Manifestation, material universe. Bhautikam, pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha is what? This five elemental model, this universe is nothing but the manifestation of the maya, the matter in its original form. So maya is not dependent on this universe, but the universe is dependent on maya, the matter. Therefore maya is param with reference to the effect of the universe, maya karyam. Maya is, understand now, karanam is maya, karyam is jagat. Jagat is karyam. Now I can say clay karyam ghataha. Okay, part is manifest, car effect of clay when you say, whole jagat is what? Maya karyam. Therefore, karyam is aparam, karanam is param. But he says, parat, maya param, aksharam maya. Akshara, understand now? Aksharat parataha paraha. What is, understand now? What is greater than is great maya? What is more exalted than is exalted maya? What is, okay, the most exalted? Superior to maya is, no? Is a, that which lends existence to the very maya. Maya has no beginning, maya has no end, maya has no, understand the maya, with reference to universe, maya is independent. But with reference to consciousness, maya is dependent. With reference to waves and ocean, stillness, and then with reference to waves, stillness is independent. With reference to H2O, stillness is dependent. Isn't it? Do you think? Do you get what I'm saying? Therefore, we have to remember this. Maya is independent of the universe because Maya is Karanam. But with reference to Brahman, Maya is dependent. That is why Maya has no independent existence outside of Brahman, the awareness. Therefore, Maya is what? Mithya. What is Satyam of Maya? Consciousness. Therefore, what? This consciousness, Aksharat Parataha Paraha. Parataha Paraha. Parate katlum param. Paratrikum paramanad. Melanadrikum melanad. See clear now? Aksharat parataha paraha. What is that? Consciousness. See clear now? I got it. Aksharat parataha paraha. I think you all need a break now. Divyaha, hyamu hi, no, no, hi, amurtaha, divyaha, hi, amurtaha, purushaha, sabahyabhyantaraha, hi, ajaha, apranaha, hi, amanaha, shubhraha, aksharat, parataha, paraha.
Excuse me, can I ask a question for the benefit of everybody?
Yeah.
The consciousness, awareness, how much difference would you make? I thought it was the same.
The same?
Yeah. Because you said at one point that awareness wasn't quite the same as consciousness.
No, 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 no. I always say the same thing. I use both words so they won't miss it. They won't miss, they will, for, just to help them have this in their mind, that consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge. All the three words are synonyms. I always tell them in the class. Yeah. They're same. I always tell them. I use both the words so that they understand. They know that when I say consciousness, they know I mean awareness. When I use awareness, they know it, I mean consciousness. Now recently I also included the word pure knowledge. Because before, the word knowledge, they had very limited sense of the word knowledge. It's a thought, antakarna vritti. Now they know the knowledge which rises in the mind is a vritti jnanam. Okay, that the source of the thought, the knowledge which rises in the form of a thought is pure knowledge, which is consciousness. They know that also now. Yeah. Maybe, but I never say difference. I always say the same.
Separately.
No.
Separate, but talk about.
Now I use both words. That's why it might have sounded. Yeah.